Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us Andrew Bell, Chairman and CEO of Red Rock Resources, which is a natural resource development company listed on AIM. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good as usual. We had an update on Power Metal Resources and the Australian joint venture this week. Do you think you can elaborate a bit more about that?
Yeah, and I think it's fairly simple, because if I'm chairman, executive chairman of Red Rock Resources, and Red Rock has a substantial interest in Power Metal Resources, because we were part of the investor group that rescued that company when it was still called African Battery Metals back at the beginning of 2019, end of 2018. And Power Metal Resources and Red Rock have 50-50, essentially, joint venture in Australia, Red Rock Australasia. And now, under the name of New Ballarat Gold Corporation, we're going to list Red Rock Australasia. It begins to look just a little bit incestuous, because I know, as the person who put it all together, I'm certainly for a while going to continue to be involved in New Ballarat Gold Corporation. So it made sense from that point of view for me to make it clear that I was on the Red Rock side of the fence, not the Power Metal Resources side of the fence, because it just clears up any confusion there might be, and it's easier for investors to understand, and investors will feel more confident that my focus is really on Red Rock and on Red Rock Australasia / New Ballarat Gold Corporation as the offshoot of Red Rock. So from that point of view, it's focus. From the sheer time management point of view, a lot of work has to be put in at various stages with the listing, particularly if you want it to go well. And I can't stretch myself an infinite number of ways. And because a lot of the executive management of New Ballarat Gold Corporation is in Australia, there is clearly, in relation to the Nomad, the lawyers, everything else, there's a lot of functions that need to be carried out here, and the marketing. But there's a further reason, of course, for my choosing this moment to step down from Power Metal Resources in the kind of role that would make me an insider on everything, which is that Power Metal Resources, which started off beginning of 2019 in three countries with historic projects in Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire and Congo, which, as you will immediately see, are French-speaking countries. And I happen to be someone who could speak French and was already going to DRC on behalf of Red Rock. There was a really, really utility in my being involved there. Now, if you look at the number of commodities and the number of countries in which Power Metal Resources is present, it's very clear that there can be an overlap or a conflict of interest with Red Rock. We could be treading on each other's toes or having to refrain from some things because the other company was there, and it would create a conflict, but a conflict in the eyes of observers. So it's just partly it's a matter of Power Metal Resources has grown up, and partly it's a matter of being able to distinguish between Power Metal and Red Rock, and being able to focus people's attention on New Ballarat Gold Corporation, which is really important as a listing. It's very important for Red Rock, but it's also quite important for Power Metal Resources.
And in terms of a listing, do you want to give a time frame or an idea of how you want to get that done?
Well, of course, one of the things I want to do now is to speed up that process as quickly as possible. I think there are elements of it that are going extremely well and extremely fast. The sheer writing of the prospectus and marketing of it, we know that we have, you have a window. If you can do it by the end of November, that's good, because you've got a reasonable time before Christmas. If you start going into December, you might very well decide it would be better to launch in January. So the object of my being more involved now is to try to put the pressure on to get it done before Christmas, though knowing that the odds are always slightly stacked against one with a new listing IPO, because there are so many things that can come out of somewhere and just cause a delay. A week can disappear very easily. But that's my focus, is trying to speed it.
I think with your past experience, you've been through a few before, so hopefully you'll have all your lessons learned.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes even having learned the lessons doesn't help you avoid the bullets.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, let's not just ignore Red Rock then. Is there any further updates or anything that you can tell us about how things are progressing?
Obviously, I'm going to say very bullish things about gold in Australia and Red Rock there. I will leave that to come out gradually. In terms of our drilling in Congo and in Kenya, getting drilling companies in, having them, in the case of Kenya, crossing your border and coming through customs. In the case of Congo, getting someone who was willing to take a quite small program, which would therefore make it quite cheap. All these things come with their difficulties. So as soon as you do operations, you have a problem a day. And we've sorted all those out. We're coming through it in quite good order. And we have the beginnings of results coming through from Congo. So knowing that we will be producing results quite quickly, we went and looked at all our paperwork to make sure that everything is completely tidy and buttoned up and there's no elements that aren't there. Because in Congo, if you allow someone a loophole and you appear to have something good, you can expect them to try and exploit that loophole or go down that hole. So we've done that. We've got everything. I think now the last bits of paperwork sorted in terms of the transfer of the license into the joint venture company. And at the same time, we're getting the results coming through from the lab in South Africa. So I guess that quite soon we shall be able to, we already know more or less what we're going to be able to say, but we'll be able to pull that into some sort of announceable format. And we'll have, I think, we've always said, we hope for some pretty good results from Congo, the copper cobalt copper.
And we hope you'll be in touch when you do.
Yes. And of course, being in battery metals, and we have had our interest in Jupiter Mines, which is in manganese in South Africa, although that is an interest which is not so central to us now. But we're looking for cobalt. We have a lot of potential cobalt projects that we're always scouting for. But we're also looking at lithium, because there are one or two African countries that have got a huge history of lithium production at high grade. And they're not the ones that people have really been focusing on. And there are one or two opportunities there, which we are beginning to look at. So I think in the battery metals, energy metals, we're going to have some very interesting developments. At the same time, in precious metals, we've always had some footprint in Ivory Coast. That has not been a focus of our exploration, but we've now got a new team. On the way back from my last trip to Congo and Kenya, two red list countries, I stopped off in 10 days in Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire, because I thought I'd rather be there, potentially doing business, than stuck in a hotel at Heathrow, because that was an Amazon country. And so we've really reinvigorated and got a new team working there. In fact, the team is so good that they're people with decades of experience who are working for nothing, because they believe in what we're doing so much. And putting together a portfolio. And the object there is to get something in this part of the West African Greenstones that has been so underexplored, with really good prospects, really good projects. And we will have a listable entity there in next to no time. So what we have done in Australia last year has given us a taste for creating something out of nothing. And we're doing it in two or three other places. And the reason I'm talking to you about Ivory Coast is because it's no secret that we have had some interest in Ivory Coast. So it's not something that will come as news to people. But by taking the right approach, by working with the right people, and above all, by having trust, you can start things off at virtually no cost. The big problem that most people have in Africa is that trust levels are so low, partly because of bitter experience locally and internationally, that people want money now rather than to share in success later. And we have found the right people and have the right relationships, that we've got one or two really good people of the right generation who've worked for big companies and in the ministries for years, very well-known geologists, taught in universities as well, and who know intimately the greenstones in their countries. And working with them, and with them having the prospect of actually running an operation once we get it going, and you know, Ali Barrow in our London office, who's our data manager, he's living in London, but he's married to an English woman, but he's an experienced geologist. And although he's Burkinabe himself, he was born in Bouaké in the north of Côte d'Ivoire, and has worked with for companies and with good people in both Burkina Faso and in Côte d'Ivoire. So we have him there, able to act as a as an integral part of the team there, as well as here in London. And so we are much better placed to get that going. And, you know, gold is an area that is coming back into focus. And when we look at underexplored, underexploited greenstone belts around the world, or as in Victoria in Australia, places that had mining booms, gold rushes back in the 19th century, we're going back to look for gold where we know gold is. And that's always better than what might be called pure virgin exploration, going and trying to open a new frontier. So, yeah, we're extremely excited. We've had a constraint in that, you know, we didn't want to, and our shareholders didn't want us to go and issue a whole lot of new shares. So we've worked within our resources, but luckily we had a good portfolio of marketable securities, and the value of them has itself increased remarkably in the last year. And so without going externally, operating quite cheaply, using know-how and intelligence and hard work, sweat equity, rather than just pushing cash out everywhere, I think we've been able to do huge amounts, not just to, obviously we've been exploring our unknown projects in Congo, and some of them in Congo and Kenya, but to create new projects. And we may not have said much about it, and we may not come out with announcements every week or every 2 or 3 days. You know, we could, but we will have, I believe, a stream of news flow that will completely reposition the company over the next few months.
Fair enough. I think there's plenty for us to be waiting on for you to give us another update in the not-too-distant future. Andrew, thank you for speaking with us again, and yeah, we look forward to chatting.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. Always good to speak.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.